A 7-year legal battle involving more than 1,200 Australian women against pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson will come to an end this morning. The federal court is due to hand down a judgment in a landmark class action over pelvic mesh implants. One of the women involved in the case is Justine Watson, the co-founder and president of Mesh Injured Australia. She's travelled from Queensland's Sunshine Coast to Sydney to hear today's verdict. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling this morning ahead of this verdict?
Oh, apprehensive, sad, traumatised, hopeful for justice.
The class action is on behalf of three women, and in total 1,250 women have joined in.
Well, those are the ones that we know about, and there is still an open date for people who may hear through the media that, you know, the cause of their illnesses and chronic pain could be mesh related, so it is still open.
And what's being alleged against Johnson & Johnson?
Oh, look, that's a really long answer. However, you know, they're saying that they didn't disclose the product information correctly. There wasn't enough scientific research for many of the meshes that they had on the market, some of which have been taken off, but not all, sadly. There weren't longitudinal studies. There's a whole array of things where, you know, the big drug company has carried on no matter what.
I've read a fair bit of the detail around your own particular case. Mm. You received a pelvic mesh implant in 2010. Mm. Can you share with us this morning how this affected you?
Well, it's basically cost me at least a decade of my life and my health moving forward. I will require lifelong care. I started to get infections after the implant, and my health just kind of slowly declined to a point where within 5 years I couldn't get out of bed. Had a diagnosis of thyroid disease, diabetes. I was living in chronic pain. I was allergic to just about everything. And based on that illness, I seriously wasn't aware of you know, that I could have linked it back to that implant. And I repeatedly went to doctors and asked for help. And eventually I was told that I needed a psychiatrist because the message was, it's all in your head. There's nothing wrong. Because they couldn't find out what was wrong with me. It was all in my head.
And quite apart from the physical impact of this, what was the impact of that, the not knowing?
Well, as a 25 years of being a mental health care worker, being told I needed to see a psychiatrist was mildly insulting. But the feeling of being dismissed and denied and, you know, we don't know what's wrong with you, you know, that left it all on me. I had to find out what was wrong with me. And then to add insult to injury, I was offered removal by an Australian surgeon that possibly would be multiple surgeries over the space of 2 years with a high likelihood of a permanent catheter for the rest of my life. And I was 47 years old.
And you ended up going to the US, didn't you, for surgery?
I did. Yeah. That was my best choice. The world-leading expert who's got over 2,000 full removals under his belt. It was a 8.5-hour surgery because the mesh had migrated. Excuse me. And it was skewering my urethra in several places, embedded in my bladder and my internal organs.
Could you offer an assessment for us this morning? I know this is deeply personal. About what's happened to you, done through no fault of your own.
No fault.
How do you feel about the whole thing?
It's an absolute catastrophic disaster. I feel like I was raped, and I feel like I was gang raped because the government, the TGA and the regulatory bodies have just stood around and watched this happening. No one has stepped up and said, this has to stop. We have to make reform within the health system, because mesh is highlighted how broken our health system is. And no one's really followed this through and cleaned this mess up. And it's an absolute travesty to mothers across Australia, and not only Australia, across the world. There are hundreds of thousands of women and men with hernia mesh affected by this problem. And because we're talking about vaginas, nobody wants to listen.
Does this case then have international significance, the verdict today, whatever it is?
Well, I think it does. I mean, Johnson & Johnson have been in court in America for years. And what we know from March last year, that the figures were $8 billion that have been paid out in compensation thus far around mesh.
You've co-founded the Mesh Injured Australia group to support women and advocate on this issue.
Absolutely.
What more would you like to see done after this?
I would like to see provisions for lifelong care for these women. I mean, these women aren't able to care for their children. They can't pick up their grandchildren. They're living in chronic pain, chronic illness. And a lot of us, even if we have removal, you know, I still have a diagnosis of pudendal nerve damage. I can't stand for long. I can't sit for long. You know, removal doesn't mean we're all okay again. And I think that's a really important message because, you know, we're going to require lifelong care. And where's that money coming from?
Yeah, I mean, where would you like to see that coming from?
Well, I'd like to see the government step up further. I mean, we've had an apology from the health minister. But, you know, any change is moving incredibly slowly. And despite a Senate inquiry and this class action, the life of a mesh-injured woman has changed in not a bit.
Justine Watson, we're so grateful to you for coming on this morning and sharing that deeply personal story. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hamish.
Justine Watson is the co-founder and president of Mesh Injured Australia, and RN Breakfast has contacted Johnson & Johnson for a statement. We did not receive a response. If this story raises any concerns for you or anyone you know, of course, the number for Lifeline is 13 11 14.